In a world that glorifies hustle, many of us have learned how to work hard, but not how to rest well. Today, we are talking about why rest is not weakness, not laziness, and not a luxury, but a holy discipline that can change the way you live, lead, and walk with God. Hello, and welcome to Truth Talk, a place where we help you navigate your life, relationships, and career in a way that gives you peace and maximizes your results. My name is Ijoma Anyanwu. Before I get into today's episode, I just want to say, if you've been following along and doing the work from the last 2 weeks, kudos to you. Because identifying where you've been running on empty, practicing that pause before the yes, maybe even negotiating a commitment or two, that's not easy. That takes real courage, especially in a culture that applauds busy. We are talking about rest. Now, before you tune me out, I know you've heard get more sleep about 1,000 times. Now, that's not what this episode is about. Today, we are going so much deeper than just sleeping. We are talking about true rest, the kind that restores something in you that a full night's sleep alone cannot touch, the kind that God Himself modeled from the very beginning of creation, the kind that Jesus, the most purpose-driven leader who ever lived and walked on the earth, practiced consistently, even when there was still so much work to do. So this episode might just recapture everything you thought you knew about productivity. So let's start at the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, it's written that by the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on that day He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. Imagine that. The God of the universe, all-powerful, all-knowing, never tired, never depleted, rested. Now, He didn't rest because He had to. He rested because He chose to. And then He did something remarkable. He didn't just rest, He blessed the day of rest. He made it holy. Think about what that means for you as a leader, leading yourself, leading your family, and leading in your workplace. Rest is not the absence of productivity, as some may think. Rest is sacred. It was designed and designated by God as something worthy of being set apart. And yet, most of us treat rest like it's something we have to learn, like we have to work hard enough, long enough, accomplish enough, and then maybe we can justify taking a break. So we have turned rest into a reward instead of a rhythm. And that is a direct contradiction to the pattern God built into creation itself. There were 6 days of work, 1 day of rest. That was not accidental. That was architectural. God wired rest into the very structure of time, not as an afterthought, but as a foundation. So when you consistently skip rest, you're not being more productive. You are actually working against the very design that God built into creation. The Hebrew word for rest is Shabbat, and it doesn't just mean stopping. It means to cease, to pause, to delight. It carries this sense of satisfaction in the completed work. God looked at everything He had made, said it was very good, and then He rested in that goodness. That's the model. Work with purpose, then stop and be present in what you've built. Rest was never an interruption to God's work. It was the completion of it. Now let's fast forward to the New Testament, because I want to show you something about the way Jesus led that we don't often consider. Now, we know that Jesus had the greatest mission in human history, the redemption of mankind. Now, the pressure of that is almost incomprehensible. And yet, throughout the Gospels, we see him consistently and intentionally withdrawing. Not once, not twice. Not as a crisis response when things got hard, but as a practice. In Luke chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, we are told that the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So the crowds were growing. The need was real. People were sick, they were desperate, and yet Jesus withdrew to lonely places, all alone, on purpose. In Matthew 14 also, we see him feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, one of the greatest miracles in scripture. And immediately after, we hear he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Now, he'd just done something extraordinary. The crowd wanted more. But Jesus left. He left not because he didn't care. He left because he knew what sustained the ministry. He knew what the source of his ministry was, and he protected access to it. Now, even in Mark 6:31, after the disciples returned from a ministry trip, exhausted and overwhelmed by the crowds, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourself to a quiet place and get some rest." That is your Lord and Savior speaking, telling to his leaders, "Come and rest." Now, not after everything settles, not when things slow down, right now, come rest. So if the Son of God, who had the weight of human salvation on his shoulder, made time to withdraw and rest, why would you and I think that we can lead well without resting? Now, this isn't a guilt trip. I promise you, this is an invitation to align for greater works. Jesus models something for us that we have been too busy, too driven, and too proud to receive. He modeled that withdrawal is not weakness. Withdrawal is wisdom. Okay, I want to give you a concept that I think is going to completely shift the way you think about your week and honestly about your life. So most of us operate with this mentality: work hard and then rest. Earn it. Grind through the week, then collapse on the weekend, then start all over again on Monday. So rest is the reward you get after the labor. Now, that's the model most of us grew up with. Most organizations run this way. Most leaders think this way. But I want to invite you to a completely different paradigm. What if instead of resting to recover from work, you instead rested so you could work from a place of fullness, focus, and strength? That is what I mean by working from rest. When you work from rest, rest is not the finish line. Rest is actually the starting line. That's where you begin every week, every day, every season. You approach your work not from a deficit, but from surplus. Not from an emptiness, not scrambling to catch up, but rooted and clear about what you are called to do. This is actually the pattern of the Jewish calendar. The day began at sundown. So rest came first, then the work of the new day followed. So you start with rest. You move into work from a place of renewal. That's not laziness. That's divine order. Now, research backs this up in a very big way. A study from Stanford University found that productivity per hour sharply declines after 50 hours of work per week and falls off a cliff after 55. So people who work 70 hours a week produce no more output than those who work 55. Interesting, isn't it? So they are just more exhausted. The extra hours aren't producing more. They are just costing more. So rest doesn't make you less productive. It actually makes you work more and makes you more productive. You make better decisions. You have more creative bandwidth. You solve problems faster. You are more emotionally regulated with your spouse, your family, and with your team. Everything improves when you lead from a place of rest. Another scripture. Yeah, we have lots of them today. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Notice what Jesus says there. He doesn't say, "Come to me and I'll take away your work." He says, "I'll give you rest for your soul. And then we'll do the work together." So the yoke is still there. The assignment is still there. But now you are carrying it differently. You are carrying it from a rested soul. A soul connected to God. Now this is working from rest. This is the life that God designed for you and for me. So what does true rest actually look like in the life of a leader who has a real schedule and real responsibilities? Let me break it down into three levels. One, daily rest rhythms. Every day needs a beginning and an end. That sounds simple, but for most leaders, days have no real beginning and no real end. They just blur together into one long, urgent thing. A daily rest rhythm might look like a morning practice that grounds you before the noise starts. Prayer, scripture, stillness, a walk without your phone. And it looks like an end-of-day ritual that signals to your brain and your body, the work is done. I'm off. Some people call this a shutdown routine. So you close the laptop, you write tomorrow's top three priorities, you say aloud, "I'm done for today." And then you actually stop. Your body needs those bookmarks. Your mind needs them even more. Two, weekly Sabbath. God didn't suggest the Sabbath. He modeled it, commanded it, called it holy. One full day every week where you are not producing, not managing, not strategizing. A day where you delight, where you worship, where you do things that fill you up rather than draw you down, where you connect with your family and those you love. I know some of you are already doing the maths in your mind. But I have so much to do. I want to ask you gently, has skipping rest been solving that problem? Or has it been making it worse? Try protecting one day. See what happens to the other six. Three, seasonal withdrawal. Jesus didn't just withdraw daily or weekly. He also went on longer retreats. For example, he did the fast of 40 days in the wilderness even before he stepped into ministry. He also had time away in the mountains, longer stretches of solitude and prayer. As a leader, this looks like taking your vacation days, actually unplugging. It looks like a personal retreat, even just one night away to be quiet and to hear from God is something. It looks like building genuine white space into your year, not just your day. So these seasons of deeper rest are where your biggest breakthroughs happen, not in the middle of the noise. Another research from the American Psychological Association shows that vacations reduce the risk of heart disease by up to 30% for men and 50% for women. Wow. Rest is not soft. It is survival. So I want to close with this. You were not designed to run without stopping. That's not a character flaw. It's not a lack of dedication. It is biology. It is theology. It is the truth of how God made you and me. He made you with a body that needs sleep, a soul that needs stillness, a spirit that needs to be reconnected to its source. And He molded what that looks like from day 7 of creation all the way through the ministry of His Son. So the most powerful version of you, it's not the exhausted version, and you know it yourself. It is not the version running on 4 hours of sleep and 3 cups of coffee, grinding through the week, hoping you make it on Friday. The most powerful version of you is the rested one, the clear one, the one who walks into a room not frantic but grounded, rooted, not reactive but intentional, the one that's not depleted but full. That version of you is available, but you have to choose it. So this week, I want to challenge you to protect one block of genuine, unplugged, unproductive rest. Not a nap squeezed between meetings, no. A real, intentional, holy pause. It could be your morning, it could be your full day, it could be your Saturday where you don't check email, not even once. Start somewhere. Just start. And next week, we're bringing this whole series home. We are building your personal self-care plan. Yes, you heard me. Not a template someone else made. Something that fits your life, your season, and your personality, even your calling. 4 weeks of work, 4 pillars, all coming together into something you can actually use, so you don't want to miss next week. Let's pray together before we end today's talk. Father, we thank you for these words, reminding us of the rest that you put into place, not to hinder us, but to help us be more productive, to help us connect with you and with the responsibilities that you've given to us. Holy Father, I pray for as many listening to this, Lord, that with these words will come the wisdom on how to manage time so that rest becomes possible, becomes intentional, and so that rest yields results that none of us ever imagined. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If today's talk spoke something to you, please share it. Pass it on also to another leader who is running and needs to hear this. Leave a review or a comment if you've been blessed by this series. It will help us reach more who need to hear this message. And also, if you need someone to walk beside you for support, accountability, and encouragement, please visit my website to find out more about my one-on-one coaching. And if you have questions, please write them down. Send them in. Your answer may show up in our Q&A YouTube Shorts. So until next week, lead well, rest deeply, and remember, you can pour from an empty cup. Bye-bye for now.